This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church. 2 Timothy 1 and 5 says this, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned or the sincere faith that is in this sincere faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, I'm persuaded it's in thee also." When I call to remembrance the sincere faith, Timothy, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, Timothy, I'm persuaded, Paul said, that you have that sincere faith. Let us pray. God, I cannot. You never said I could. You can. You always said you would. Speak to me and through me today. And God, for all you do, we're going to praise you. For I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about a mother's greatest gift. A mother's greatest gifts. Three brothers were very successful. They were just extremely successful, and they were deciding, what do I get mom for Mother's Day? And they were discussing it, and one of them said, I'll tell you what I've done. He said, I'm going to give mom a new big house. I'm going to give her a new big house for Mother's Day. And they said, that's neat. And the other one said, well, I'm going to give mom a new car. I'm going to give her a Mercedes for Mother's Day. Then the third son said this. He said, I've got you both beat. He said, guys, you know how mom enjoys the Bible. And you know that as she's getting older, she can't see well. So this is what I did. He said, I sent mom a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 monks in a monastery 12 years to teach him. I had to pledge to contribute $100,000 a year for 10 years. But it was worth it. Mom just has to name the chapter and verse, and the bird will pop it out. Soon thereafter, mom mailed the following letters of thanks. She said to her first son, Michael, the house you built me is too large. I only live in one room, but I have to clean the whole house. To the second son, Marvin, she said, Marvin, I'm nearly blind, so I can't drive. I stay home all the time, so I certainly have no use for the new Mercedes. And then she said, dearest Melvin, you were the only son to have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious. Eighty-four percent of Americans celebrate Mother's Day. On this day, there will be spent $31.7 billion on mothers. It's the second largest day for gift giving, secondary only to Christmas. I remember years ago, I was preaching in Grafton, West Virginia. And somebody said, Pastor Benny, do you know what started here in Grafton, West Virginia? I said, I don't have a clue. They said Mother's Day was started right here in Grafton, West Virginia. It was started by a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis. Now, you know what's interesting? Anna Jarvis was never married. Anna Jarvis was never a mother. But she felt like there ought to be a day set aside to honor mothers. And on May the 10th, 1908, at Anna Jarvis's mother's memorial service, she gave everybody who came to the service a carnation flower. It was her mother's favorite flower. She gave every person in attendance because she wanted to honor mother. And in 1914, because of her persistent efforts, it became an official holiday in America. I do agree with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said, no one is poor who has a good godly mother. No one is poor who has a good godly mother. So if you'd be so kind, if you're a mother at this time, we honor you, we celebrate you. If you're a mother, would you be so kind to stand to your feet and let us acknowledge you in this service? Can we let our mothers know how much we appreciate them? Can we let our mothers know how much we appreciate them? Now, I want to talk to you about a mom's greatest gift. I'm not talking about something that we give to mom. I'm talking about the greatest thing that mom can give to us. The greatest thing, mother, that you can give. See, the greatest thing you can give, it's not fame. The greatest thing you can give is not fortune. The greatest thing you can give is not finances. But the greatest thing that you can give is faith. Is faith. See, many times, folks, we make this statement. Keep the faith. You gotta keep the faith. But folks, we don't need to keep the faith. We need to give it away. We don't need to keep the faith. We need to give the faith away. Now, I could talk about Sarah and Isaac. I could talk about Rachel and Jacob. I could talk about Moses' mother, Jochebed. I could talk about Mary and Jesus. But the mother that I want to talk to you about is a mother that you probably don't hear much about. Her name is Eunice. Her mother's name was Lois. But Eunice was a lady who gave her faith away. She gave it to her son Timothy. See, his dad was a pagan Greek. So he didn't get it from his dad. He got it from his mother. And Timothy became a great man in the Bible. He became the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Letters were literally written to him by the great apostle Paul. He went with Paul on the second and third missionary journey because he had a mother who passed down faith. She gave Timothy the greatest gift. And the greatest gift is faith. Now, I want us to see three things. I want us to see three things about Eunice. The first thing I want us to see about her is her saving faith. Her saving faith. I shared with you that Timothy went with Paul on his second and third missionary journey. But I want you to know, on that first missionary journey, reading Acts 16 and 1, that's when Eunice put her faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's when she became a believer. She became a person of faith. See, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says this, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." She had saving faith. Mom, listen. Greatest thing you can do for your children is have saving faith yourself. Because let me tell you something. You can't give something away that you don't have. And she had saving faith. You ever think about this, folks? Most Sundays, like today on Mother's Day, we talk about the Proverbs 31 lady. And most of the women feel about that high. Because we talk about the Proverbs 31 lady. Well, who was the Proverbs 31 lady? Solomon was writing about his mother. Well, who was his mother? His mother was Bathsheba. Do you remember who Bathsheba was? She was the one who had an affair with David. She was the one that, when she was married, had an affair with David. But apparently, ladies and gentlemen, there was a point in her life where she experienced saving faith. There was a point in her life where she put her faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You said, "Pastor Benny, I've not been everything I ought to be as a mother." Perhaps not. But I've got good news. You can put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. And though you cannot go back and make a brand new start, you can begin right now and make a brand new end. I'll tell you what made Eunice so wonderful. I'll tell you what made her so wonderful. She had saving faith. But I'll tell you something else. Not only did Eunice have saving faith, but she had seen faith. She had seen faith. Notice what the scripture says. When I call to remembrance the genuine, without hypocrisy, faith that you have. See, I want you to know something, folks. You can see faith. It's not only saving faith, but it's seen faith. You can see it. I read one time about a lady, she was a nun and she was a medical missionary in Mexico. One day she was out doing medical missionary work and she ran out of gas. And she needed to walk about half a mile to get some gas, but she didn't have a gas can. So she took a bedpan and she went and got the gas. And she came back and she made a funnel and she was pouring the gas into her station wagon. And the priest passed by and he said, "Sister, you've got more faith than I got, amen?" But you can see faith. And all I want to say, you can see faith and they are watching. A woman was trying hard to get the ketchup out of the bottle. During her struggle, the phone rang. So she asked her 4-year-old daughter to answer the phone. "It's the minister, Mommy," the child said to her mother. Then she added, "Mommy can't come to the phone and talk to you right now. She's hitting the bottle." All I'm saying, they're watching. They're watching. You know what I believe? I believe you can con a con. I believe you can fool a fool. But you can't kid a kid. No, you can con a con. You can fool a fool. But you can't kid a kid. Because I want you to know they are watching. Let me tell you something. See, Pastor Benny, you came from a real dysfunctional family. We put the funk in dysfunctional. As dysfunctional can be. And my mother gave her life to Christ. And after my mother gave her life to Christ, my mother had a 6th grade education. My mother didn't know a lot about the Bible. But let me tell you something. I started watching my mother. I started watching my mother. I started watching what my mother quit doing. Oh, no, don't. Listen, folks. You don't have a blood-bought, heartfelt, sin-killing, life-changing, devil-chasing experience with God and nothing change in your life. No, it don't happen. Somebody said, "Oh, I gave my life to Christ and nothing changed." I've got a Greek word for that. Baloney. You come to know Christ, He'll change your life. He'll change your life. And my mother changed. She quit doing the things that she used to do. And my mother started doing things that she had not done before. And my mother never one time said, "This is what the Bible says." I just looked at Mama. I just looked at Mama. And I just saw the difference. I saw the contrast in Mama's life. See, that's what Solomon did. When he wrote Proverbs 31, he said, "Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about my mama. My daddy trusts my mama. My daddy trusts my mama." He said, "Let me tell you about my mama. When people get sick, Mama takes care of them. Let me tell you about my mama. When people have needs, my mama gives to the needy. Let me tell you about my mama," in verse 23. "My daddy's a success, but it's because he's married to my mama. He's known at the gates because he's married to my mama. That's why my daddy's a success. He's a success because he's married to my mama." He said, "Let me tell you about my mama. My mama's got wisdom. Let me tell you about my mama. My mama's got kind words. Let me tell you about my mama." In verse 30, he said, my mama fears the Lord. He said, mama didn't send us to church. Mama took us to church. Let me tell you about my mama. I saw my mama in her private devotion. I saw my mama reading her Bible. I saw my mama when Sunday morning came, church wasn't a possibility. Church was a priority. Mama wasn't trying to relive her life through me. Mama wasn't trying to make a professional athlete out of me. Mama wasn't trying to get me to every travel ball function. Mama just wanted me to know the Lord. Oh, it is. It is. Let me tell you about Eunice. She had saving faith. Let me tell you about Eunice. She had seen faith. Let me tell you something else about Eunice. She had shared faith. Listen to me, parents. If you have children, you say, Pastor Benny, I want my children to come to know God. Certainly, I hope so. And let me say something. If your children come to know God at a young age, it can save them a lot of scars. And save them a lot of pain if they come to know God at a young age. You say, well, Pastor Benny, I want my children to come to know God. What do I need to do? I'm going to tell you. Because it's the very same thing that Eunice did. Look what the scripture says. Paul's writing to Timothy. Remember, this letter's to him. Timothy, continue in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of. Look. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them, from a grandmother named Lois and a mother named Eunice. You've learned them, Timothy, from your grandmother. Your daddy was a pagan Greek. He was as lost as last year's Easter egg. He was as lost as a ball in high weeds. It wasn't from your daddy, Timothy. It was from your mom and your grandmother who wouldn't give up on you, who poured into you. Now look, and from a child, when do I need to start? Just as soon as they're born. Read the Bible to them while they're in your belly. Read the Bible to them while they're in your belly. Bring them to church while they're in your belly and let them hear Pastor Benny preach. Get them used to recognizing this voice, amen? And from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Look, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All I'm trying to say, folks, get your children in youth. Get your children in VBS. Get your children in camp. Get your children in church. Share God's word with them. Bring them to church. Bring them to church. Shared faith. I want to close. I said I was going to close with two stories, but I'm going to close with one. One of the most godly women I ever met was my mother-in-law. One of the most godly women. Her name was Renice Roberts. She was a godly lady, a very sincere lady. This is what she would say. She would come to hear me preach, and she would come and she would say to Barbara, I'll tell you, Barbara, when Benny just preaches, there's nobody any better. But she'd say, when he goes on with all that silliness, I just don't like it. She didn't understand that's who I am. So to change that, simply to change who I am. I never met a godlier lady than Renice Roberts. Now, let me tell you, some of you, this is going to be foreign to you. She was a shouter. She was a shouter. I mean, in the service, she would shout. Now you say, well, a lot of people do, but this is what I've learned about people. A lot of people will do their shouting during the worship. I mean, it's And then the preaching starts. I'm going to give you a news flash. Without the word of God, there'd be nothing to sing about. Without the word of God, there'd be nothing to sing about. But she wasn't that way. You'd get to preaching the Bible. She'd get to thinking about the goodness of God, and she'd go to shouting. I'd conclude the service, and I'd say, folks, we're going to be dismissed. And she would say, Benny, I mean, it's your mother-in-law. What do you do? You know why Peter denied the Lord? Because Jesus healed his mother-in-law. Amen. But anyway, what do you do? She'd say, Benny, I've got a word. And she'd stand up and she'd say, I just want to say I love the Lord. And she'd say, I've got four boys that are lost. And she'd say, Benny, if it takes my life for my boys to get saved, it's okay. If God needs to take me to get my boys attention, I don't mind. I'm ready to go. Because she said, more than anything, I want my boys to get saved. 53 years old, died of cancer. Always praying for those boys. Always praying for those boys. Always praying for those boys. Barbara has one brother named Wayne. Wayne was so hard. Wayne was so harsh. You try to talk to him about God, he'd go to cussing. He was so hard and he was so harsh. But let me tell you something. The Bible talks about different kind of soul in the Bible. Everybody listen at me. It talks about different type of soul. It says sometimes the soul is rocky. Sometimes the soul is hard. But you remember this. A storm will soften the soul. A storm will soften the ground. And I found out something. Wayne's wife got real sick. And they said she's probably not going to make it. Barbara and I started reaching out to him and letting him know that we were praying. I said, Barbara, we need to do more than pray. We need to help him financially. Wayne had been so hard. When the storm came, Wayne went to church. And the preacher preached just like I have today. And he gave the invitation a few months ago. And Wayne walked down the aisle and gave his life to Jesus Christ. You say, Benny, what happened? Here's what happened. Luke 15:10. There's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. You say, well, Pastor Benny, the angels shouted. No, no, that's not what it says. It says in the presence of the angels. It's not angels because they don't know anything about redemption. It's the saints of God. And I believe in heaven that Jesus, the Lamb of glory, just shouted out, Wayne Roberts just got saved. And I believe there was a mother that shouted all over heaven. I believe there was a mother that shouted all over heaven. Because see, she had saving faith. She had seen faith. And she had shared faith. And she never gave up on her boys.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.